is Ethically Speaking with Denny Elliott and Dean Ritz.
Hey, what would you do if you knew?
If I knew what?
Well, this, for example. AIDS is the leading cause of death worldwide for people 15 to 49 years of age.
How about half of the world's employed people earn less than $2 a day?
Oh yeah? Take this. U.S. military use of Agent Orange continues to cause catastrophic birth defects in Vietnam 30 years later.
So, what's the ethical response to unpleasant knowledge?
Well, it depends, I guess. Is it worth pondering an issue over which you have no influence?
Well, that's like asking if it's worth reading history. Talk about having no influence on something. Still, knowledge of history and of the present helps us become better persons.
Because when we know more, we can make better decisions?
Right. Historian Howard Zinn wrote, "Without history, we're like children, willing to believe anything. And that willingness feeds our aspirations because we believe that good things are possible, and that's good."
But that also makes us gullible, and that's bad.
That's where knowledge, both pleasant and unpleasant, both within as well as beyond our scope of influence, helps us become better people.
So it's an ethical problem when we deliberately hide from knowledge. Willful ignorance not only makes us susceptible to deception, it also denies us opportunities for moral growth. Instead, we can and should invest in increasing our global awareness so we can ethically act as individuals and as a nation.
Share with us a moment where awareness became action at ethicallyspeaking.org.
Ethically Speaking is co-produced by the University of Montana and the University of South Florida, St. Petersburg. Support by the Montana Committee for the Humanities and the Metropolitan Water District of Southern California. Music by Eric Hutchins.